Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Welcome back. I'm Sophia Wilson Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules recap podcast.
Woohoo!
Among other things.
Yes.
Okay, Hannah, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
I actually, while I was home for Thanksgiving, which is like the sexiest and most unique thing that happened to me this week, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Same.
I was upstairs alone in my bedroom at 8:30 because everyone in my family goes to bed at 8.
Why?
Well, my sister and her boyfriend have a very regimented lifestyle.
That is not shocking to me.
Where they go to bed really early and wake up really early. My mom is not that old, but kind of old. And she has moved her happy hour to start at 3:30 instead of 5.
Totally.
So then now she goes to bed around 7:38.
Wow.
Yep. And my dad actually does stay awake pretty late, but he watches TV shows that I don't care about in the living room.
Okay. Do you have any examples?
It's shows that you and I have never heard of.
Okay, amazing. That's crazy because I've heard of a lot of TV shows.
I know. It's like the stuff that Amazon Prime is putting out.
Yeah. Parents love to be like, have you seen this Apple TV Plus show? And I'm like, I don't even know how to access that application.
I do not. That's a you thing. And I don't need your login. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
But so I was upstairs alone in my bedroom. I had had a little bit of wine and I wrote down my sex unique moment. It's so long.
Okay, tell me.
And it is kind of the ramblings of a mad woman. Yeah. Because I was in Ohio and I was.
It's bad.
Whatever.
We'll get into it, but it is bad to go home.
Yeah. So the first thing that I wrote was singing. I feel like I'm out of my mind writing this.
Singing. Did you not bring your journal? Sorry.
No, I didn't bring my journal. Damn. Just had my phone.
It shows. Okay.
Singing in the mirror in my childhood bedroom. Seeing my past, present, and future self and feeling beautiful.
And you're sober writing this?
I was a little drunk, but mostly sober.
Because it's giving like shrooms.
Yeah, it wasn't. And the next one you'll see. Hair looks good. Face looks beautiful. I feel charming.
Wow, you really are having a sexy, unique moment.
Yep.
I love how much you're feeling yourself.
And then I said, I was listening to Female Power Ballads playlist.
Amazing.
Which was just a ton of Adele.
Of course.
And I wrote, if you're ever, oh my God, me be crazy.
Me be crazy.
If you're ever in a situationship past age 23, you need to listen to the song Send My Love to Your New Lover and sing it in the mirror like you're talking to the person. It really helps. Learn the lyrics first. Okay. Like, who am I talking to?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it is interesting. It's interesting to go from like, I'm so beautiful and I love myself. If you are ever in a situationship.
And I have been.
Did you feel like you were speaking from current experience?
No.
You're not in a situation.
No, because I was seeing my past, my present, and my future.
Okay, totally.
So I was talking to my past, I guess, and hopefully not my future.
Yeah.
But definitely not my present.
Advising your past, warning your future.
Exactly. And then the last one is, and if you ever want to pine over your situationships, then you should listen to Water Under the Bridge, same album.
Amazing.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, current Hannah.
Yeah. So that was kind of the thing I was doing every single night, was going up to my room when I was getting frustrated, popping on my mom's Beats headphones.
Totally.
And listening to Adele, doing deep breaths until I could return to my family.
Doing breath work to Adele. That's amazing. It's kind of nice that everyone went to bed so early so that you had some like solid alone time.
It was kind of nice, but it also was hard because I still, like, I'm an early riser. Mm-hmm. So I was waking up around 8, and then usually I go to bed around like 11, 12, 1.
Yeah.
And especially when I'm on vacation, I'm like, I want to soak up all this time where I don't have stuff to do.
Totally.
So it was quality alone time, but maybe too much of it.
Yeah.
And when that happens to me and I'm home, I go crazy on my phone. I'm a menace with the texting.
It's amazing. My phone at a point was feeling like my lifeline.
Yeah.
I literally was like, I have to be utilizing this thing while I'm home because I feel more alone than I've ever felt in my entire life.
Of course. Well, the only thing to do when you're at home is go on your phone.
I know.
There's nothing else to do.
I know. There's literally nothing else to do. I told you I was doing my favorite depression thing at home where I listen to a podcast out loud on my phone and play Scrabble against the computer.
That's amazing.
My phone gets piping hot, of burning course, hot immediately. Yeah.
What's yours? What's your sexy unique thing?
I feel there was not a sexy unique moment when I was home. The sexiest and most unique thing that happened to me was learning that my dad's girlfriend vapes.
That was a bright spot for my
I know that was amazing to learn.
Yeah.
And my dad's girlfriend moved in with him last spring. I do not know her well.
Right. It's been longer than I thought.
I know. My brother said that and I was like, really? No, maybe this summer. I don't know.
To me, it's like she moved in last week.
I know. Me too. Me too.
She's a stranger to me.
Sending her my love. Sending my dad my love. So I was in a moment of kind of being like, I do not know how to connect with you.
How could you?
And learning that she vaped felt really helpful. It made me like her more.
Well, learning that she vaped to me kind of painted every action she's done in the past, I don't know, year or so, and kind of a diva light.
I know. It is like diva.
Because like in. Moving in as an adult.
Moving in after like dating someone for 3 months, ripping your vape.
Yes, yeah, so beautiful. Funny. She's just like me.
I know she is just like me. But overall, I would say that I was having truly a sexless and completely unique experience in Boston, Massachusetts.
It's hard to be sexy.
Was hit
in
with
Boston.
Honestly, impossible to be sexy in Boston. I'm not joking when I say I touched down. By that, I mean I got off the train and I was hit with an instant depression. It was crazy. And then last night, when I was like back in my bed last night with my cats, I was like, it's amazing how much better I feel.
Yeah.
Just being there was a bummer. It is one of the lowest vibrational cities in America. I'm not joking. The vibes are truly treacherous there. On the way back, I was driving back with our friend Chloe and I was like, earnestly, I was like, yeah, so you think Boston is like the worst city in America, right? And she was like, no, I think there's worse ones. And I was like, that is impossible for me to imagine. So I kind of had like a nothing week, but I did get to see my baby cousin who is so cute and she was making me smile with so much joy.
To be able to see and hold a baby can change your life.
No, literally, because at Thanksgiving, I was like, thank God we have something to talk about and look at.
Yeah, my Thanksgiving was just all fighting.
Like, what do you say you were fighting about, like politics or like interpersonal stuff?
Oh, neither. So we were fighting about it. Actually, really, now thinking back on it, makes me laugh so hard. And in the moment, I was like, I'm about to strangle a bitch. Whoa, sorry.
It's okay.
Something came over me.
Don't ever apologize to me.
So we were fighting because Kim Kardashian and her legal efforts came up.
Totally.
Everybody was on the same page that that's a good thing to do, to help incarcerated people, to help like the wrongly jailed.
Like wrongly imprisoned?
Wrongly imprisoned.
Or whatever. And also to like spread the word about prison reform.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. It's so hard for me to believe that she's doing good work, but I'm like, I guess she is.
Right. So but if you take it at face value, it's like, that's good work.
But prison should be abolished.
Right.
Whatever. Sorry.
But she's getting people out of them.
True.
Is what she's doing. Just really slowly, like kind of one every 3 years, which is like, there were so many people in there.
Look, it's whatever. It's more than I could get out.
Me too, for sure.
Way more.
And we were like, and everybody in my family was like, we're proud of her for getting her law degree. We're happy for her.
I'm glad y'all could agree on something.
And that's where it took a turn.
Okay.
Because my brother was like, I hate her and what she's done to our culture. And my sister was like, why do you fucking care?
Valid question.
And then my mom was like, I only know Kim Kardashian from her dad. And that is when kind of like all heads whipped down to the end of the table. And we were like,
What?
What are you talking about? And she was like, it's a cultural and age difference. I only know her. She is only famous to me because
that's
of
not true.
Robert Kardashian. And that is when all hell broke loose. And then so we got into fight about that. And then we got into a fight.
Were you fighting? Sorry. I'm sorry. Were you fighting about the basis of the statement your mom made?
Yes.
Okay. Because I would say that my parents know Kim Kardashian, not just from Robert Kardashian.
Everybody knows Kim Kardashian, not just from Robert Kardashian. She's one of the most famous people ever.
She is kind of like the most famous woman alive.
But my mom was like, she is famous to me because of Robert Kardashian. I knew her back when OJ chased her into a bathroom. And I was like, okay, so you knew her name for a minute, a second, whatever. But she got really famous because of the sex tape. And my mom was like, no, she was already really famous to me before then. And it
she was not.
Like, I was like, no, she just, no, she wasn't.
And then people were yelling.
And then people, we do a lot of like raised voice, like kind of laughing, but it's, we're mad.
Totally.
And then dinner was over and my sister's boyfriend was like, it's amazing how you guys can have these like heated discussions without fighting. And I literally had to be like, oh, I'm sorry. We were fighting.
That was a fight, brother.
We were fighting. And he was like, oh. And my sister was like, yeah, that's, you just witnessed a 45 minute fight between every single person in our family, except my dad, who was like, I don't even know who Kim Kardashian is.
That is,
and everybody's
so funny.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I'll kill you with a gun. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, we didn't really have that going on at the Thanksgiving table. It was pretty tame. Mostly the baby took up the spotlight.
As she should.
Okay, should we get into the episode?
Yes. Oh my God. I loved this episode.
Me
my
too.
Jaw was dropping. I was laughing. I was screaming.
Me too. It was really good. Okay. This episode is called Vegas with a Vengeance.
Of course. I fucking
the names are
love
so
when,
weird.
Yeah, they are. What was the last one? This is a breakup?
No, it was You Don't Know Jax.
Oh, You Don't Know Jax.
Because at first I thought they were doing like puns. Sorry, mm-hmm. This isn't important. But I thought they were doing like puns wordplay. Like, you don't, this is a breakup. This is a robbery. You don't know Jax. You don't know Jack. But then this one is just Vegas with a Vengeance.
This is
That's not
yeah.
based on anything.
No, I mean.
Just it's, alliteration.
Yep.
It's based on alliteration. On the idea of alliteration. Okay.
It's playing with alliteration.
It's playing with the amazing. remember learning about alliteration on onomatopoeia? Mind
yes,
blown.
I love onomatopoeia.
I know.
What a silly word. We open on Jackson Stassi's apartment.
Yes.
What the fuck? They still live together.
No. Because Jax, at the end of last episode, Jax moved out and is staying with Tom and Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep. And he's not on the lease because he doesn't pay rent or anything.
So it's just Stassi's apartment.
They could just say Stassi's apartment.
Yeah. And Kristen and Stassi are packing for Stassi's birthday trip. This is amazing because kind of like another, it really is every episode something amazing is happening. Mm-hmm. Because one of the kind of like canonical or iconic things in the show is Stassi Schroeder saying, it's my birthday.
It's my fucking birthday.
It's my fucking birthday.
She does it every single
year. She
does
it every year. She does it every single year because someone does something incredibly fucked up to her every single year on her birthday.
Yeah, literally directly to her. It's not like something bad happens on her birthday every year. It's like someone is wronging her on her actual birthday every single year.
I know. We learned that Stassi is suspended from Sir, which they did last episode.
I noted that Kristen said something that really spoke to me.
Yes.
She said that basically they're all broke because they work at a restaurant.
Yeah, I wrote this down too.
She said, Vegas is a splurge, but I think we deserve it, which is an exact attitude I've had before in 2022 when I paid far too much money to go to the Chainsmokers concert in Las Vegas with my friends. I had absolutely no money. I had no job. And I was like, I've got to go to that. It's a splurge and I deserve it. And then I had the most demented time there.
I know. That is a story we actually are going to have you tell at some point on the podcast. We can't get into it now because it will take 45 whole minutes. Yeah. But were you a fan of the Chainsmokers? Like, why did you feel like you needed to put yourself into financial ruin to go to that, do that thing?
So I wouldn't describe myself as like a huge fan of the Chainsmokers.
I mean,
though,
who among us?
There are some songs that I can really get down to.
Baby, me closer.
Yeah, and not even that one, kind of a deeper cut. It's called like Waterbed or something. It goes, make your ass shake like a waterbed.
Wow, I can't believe they have a song called Waterbed.
They have a lot of songs you've never heard of.
Yeah. I haven't heard of most of their songs.
Yeah. But my friends were going and they were like, please come, please come. I was like, guys, I don't have any money. And they were like, please, please. And I was like, fine. And it was at, I just wanted to have a Vegas experience. And it was at a day club in Vegas. I looked up the weather. It was going to be 115 degrees. And it was
100%.
And I like wanted to like get in the pool and like be sexy in Las Vegas or whatever. And I kind of did that, kind of.
Being sexy in 120 degree weather.
People were fucking in the pool as well, right
oh my
next to me.
God.
And I spent $90 on one vodka Red Bull. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. And the the way the bartender asked me what I wanted, I ordered. She said, big or small? And I was like, big, I guess. She poured it and then she slid the check to me with the evilest little smile on her face. And I flipped it over and I was like, wait, what?
That is crazy. That is like truly criminal.
I know. It was highway robbery.
Wow. Okay. Honestly, that's not even the quote that I thought you were going to say.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say how Kristen said, I'm broke until my boyfriend pays me all the money he owes me.
Oh, you know I wrote that down too.
Okay.
She drives him around. He owes her a ton of money. He's a fucking bum.
They're all bums, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, throughout this show, there are questions about whether or not, for me, Kristen has a kink for paying for men. Because she is actually constantly in a relationship with a man where she's paying all of his, like, for all of his stuff. And her friends are like, you have to stop doing that. And she clearly enjoys it. It's so weird.
So she does have that kink. Because she's still doing it to this day with her current
I know,
boyfriend.
It's so crazy.
Guys, she's pregnant.
She is pregnant.
She is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Right now.
She's pregnant. Well, also, they're recasting the entire show.
And they're recasting the entire show of Vanderpump Rules. That makes my heart hurt and my stomach sink.
I know.
Because I know it's going to be bad.
Don't say that.
Sorry. I have a feeling that it's going to be bad.
Do not say that.
But, oh God, like who the fuck is going to be on that show?
It's going to be people who work at the restaurant.
Yeah, but like, do you think they like hired a bunch of people to work at the restaurant?
I don't know, because the last time they brought on new characters to the show, when I got to that part in the series, I literally was skipping around their scenes because it was so fucking boring.
Me too.
So they need to step their game up. The thing that I'll say is that it's not impossible. Like, Real Housewives of Salt Lake is amazing. That's a relatively new franchise. Real Housewives of New York is one of those boring things I've ever watched in my entire life.
I mean, you can bring in new cast members to a show and have it be good. They've done it on Vanderpump Rules a bunch of times. They did it with Lala. They did it with James. I mean, they did it with a couple, Ariana even. But the problem is, if you cast boring people, the show's going to be boring. And if you cast people who want to be famous, which is, I think, what happened with Dana and Max.
Yeah, it's just tough.
The new ones, like, they're just not going to be interesting. It's not raw. It's not real.
We're in a place with reality TV where most of the people who go on want to be famous, which makes it a lot less fun to watch. Or like, I don't know, all these people wanted to be famous.
Yes.
Then
they wanted to be like real celebrity famous.
Yes. They didn't go into this being like, I want to be a reality TV star. They went into this being like, I want to be a famous Mactor.
They were like, this is going to jumpstart my career as a Mactor. Yeah. This isn't it. This is my stepping stone.
Yes, exactly.
No. Dolls, no. This is it.
Girls, this is literally as good as it's going to get. Okay. Something I noted in this scene as well is that Stassi asks Kristen to be nice to Frank because she doesn't want him to be quote unquote
disincluded.
Discluded. Not even, I don't even think she said disincluded. I think she just said discluded.
I think you're right.
And then Kristen was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be nice to him.
No, I mean, you can't ask Kristen to be nice to people.
No.
Well, Kristen goes, well, I obviously can't tell you who you should date. And Stassi goes, yeah, no shit. And then the vibe is just so fucking sour in that
like
room.
It like kind of cuts back to like the two of them just staring at each other for like 15 seconds. And it's like, okay, something really bad is going on.
Yeah, it's obviously like a terrible situation that's happening there. They've both had like 3 glasses of wine. They were like having a little bit of fun. And then the awful boyfriend came up.
I know.
It's just like, what's Kristen going to do now? Like walk home?
Literally walk home.
Can't drive. Too drunk. No.
Okay, so then we have Sheena and Shay. Yeah. Celebrating Shay's birthday.
They're at Frosted, a cupcake place.
Sheena brings Shay a cupcake, and then Sheena was like, what do you want for your birthday? And Shay was like, I want you. Oh. And then Sheena says, you had me this morning. And it's like, oh,
ew.
Two people I never want to imagine having sex separately, but especially with one another.
I can hardly even picture it in my mind, and I've tried. Like, I just don't know the ways in which they are having intercourse, but
it's like oil and water.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It really is disgusting to imagine.
Like,
sorry.
She's like putting on a baby voice talking to him. She goes, blow it out before the wind does and seal it with a kiss. And it's like, why are you talking to your boyfriend like that? I think you guys have been dating for a long
time. And most of Sheena's like scenes this episode are pretty filler. She's on the hunt for a new storyline.
Yeah, so she'll get there. Yeah,
she just like explains the drama to Shay.
Oh, but she does tell us something amazing, which is that it's been less than a week since Jax and Stassi broke up. Stassi is
crazy.
Fully dating Frank.
I know. It's crazy that it's been less than a week. And then Sheena tries to be like, It's just so hypocritical of Stassi to date someone after she broke up with Jax because of how rude she was mm-hmm. to me about the fact that I dated a married man for 2 years. And I was like, well, that's just, it's not the same at all.
It's just it's two completely different situations.
So different. It's unbelievably different.
Being like, and we're both whores. Like, so why is she mad at me?
What? She broke up with her boyfriend and then started dating someone else who dated a married man for 2 years.
For two whole years. And you knew he was married.
And then she like insinuates that she wants to get engaged to Shay.
By rubbing her ring finger in a really kind of horrifying way.
Yeah. Kind of jerk off style.
Yes. And she's like, she's like, if we want to have kids, like, oh my God, please don't have a kid with him.
Oh my God. And they won't.
No, they will. They never will. Because she actually has a kid with somebody far worse.
Yeah. Yes. A criminal.
Yeah. straight up.
Truly a criminal.
Abuser.
Had to flee the country of his country of origin. Then we go to Sir. Lisa's telling the employees that like they can't go to Vegas. This is kind of a filler scene.
Yeah, everybody in the restaurant is trying to call out for Stassi's birthday.
I do love that Stassi's suspension coincides with her birthday trip to Vegas because it just means that it's like not a punishment at all.
No, what a treat that is.
I know.
It's like I didn't even have to ask for time off. They just gave it to me.
I know. It literally is amazing. It's like she got the week off for her birthday,
yeah,
which is great. We have Stassi and Katie hanging out. I mean, throughout this whole episode, Katie and Kristen are just being some of the worst friends you could possibly fucking imagine. Like, it's like, just truly awful, awful friends.
It's really breaking my heart because...
I know. It was making me really, really sad.
They are right in the way that she shouldn't be with Frank right now.
Of course, but...
But they're wrong in that she should be with Jax instead.
Yeah, no. Yes.
And that Jax isn't lying about getting a girl pregnant in Vegas... I just don't really understand where the motivation to believe Jax over Stassi comes from, because usually they ride for Stassi so hard. Why do they want them to be together so bad?
I mean, literally the only explanation is like misogyny. It's weird because I don't feel like down the road, if this happened again, they would take Jax's side. But maybe it's a thing where like they saw how people received it and then they like adjusted their behavior. I have no idea.
Probably.
I think they really like the idea of their friend group with all their boyfriends, and then I think they're just like on the boy's side. I honestly don't know. It's truly inexplicable to me.
Just me too. And especially because like there's just no chance Jax is fun to hang out with.
No.
So it's like, why do you want him around so bad?
Oftentimes when they hang out, he makes things really bad. The vibe really bad. He starts yelling and screaming at people.
Yeah, he ruins everything every time he shows up somewhere.
Katie says that she doesn't believe Frank, and then she says, quote unquote, you know how intuitive I am. And it's like, girl, get that intuition checked. It's crazy.
Oh my God, it just really does break my heart because I love Katie. And to me, she is smart.
I know.
And she, it's just, I don't know. She's very young still, I guess.
But basically, like, this is when Stassi is asking Katie to drive with her and Frank.
Well, I think the plan was for the girls to drive together and the boys to drive together when Jax and Stassi were dating. And now Katie and Kristen are like, actually, we don't want to drive with you.
Yeah. So basically Katie and Kristen are refusing to drive in the car with Stassi and Frank, which is just like, so I'm just going to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but they're just being so cruel. And I also, another thing that makes it tough is I really don't think that Stassi would, if the roles were reversed, I think that Stassi would be on their side. I do believe that.
I believe that too.
Like, she's so mean to the men, which I have nothing but the utmost respect for.
I think that she would be critical of her friends, but I think she would still probably ride in the car with them.
I agree.
Especially if it was their birthday. But also, she is kind of a huge bitch, though. And you can sometimes never predict, like,
yeah, I know,
when she's going to flip.
And at the end, Kristen is like, you want me to say Jax is a piece of shit, and I just can't say that. And it's like, why not? He has proven himself. I just don't understand how you could watch your friend be in like a terrible relationship for 2 years and not be like celebrating when they finally dump him.
And it's not like the kind of thing where Stassi's been keeping it a secret. No. And like when they finally break up, everybody's like, what happened? It's like she is at work with all of you guys, sobbing every day because of how awful he's being to her. You've seen
him do it. It's really crazy. Then we have Frank and Stassi in the car.
Yeah, so they're on the road to Vegas, and Frank and Stassi are in a car. Katie and Kristen are driving a car that seats, I believe, 8 people, if I counted correctly. And this group of 9 people,
they're taking 3 cars.
And spoiler, like most everybody doesn't know that there's an extra person coming.
Yeah.
So they actually all could have fit in one car.
Of course.
Why would you ever take three?
This is why. Kristen and Katie didn't want to ride with Frank, so then they couldn't go with Stassi.
Right.
But then Kristen and Katie are also not allowed to be with their boyfriends because they don't know that their boyfriends are smuggling Jax across state lines.
Yes.
And that's why they all had to be in three separate cars.
Yes.
That's the logistical breakdown of what's happening.
And fucking Peter's there too.
Oh, Peter. God damn.
I hate Peter.
I don't hate him. He is just so boring and strange.
That's why I hate him.
He has a really odd personality.
If you're not piquing my interest, I fucking hate you.
Frank says that Stassi associates with nut jobs. True.
So true.
And then we get Stassi's catchphrase for the first time, which is she says, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It kind of is cutting between Frank and Stassi and Katie and Kristen driving. And Katie says that Stassi is choosing her boyfriend of 5 minutes over your best friend of 2 years. That's not true. You're choosing not to be in the car with her.
I also, it's just they're one quarter right, three quarters wrong, because I also would be pissed if I was going on my friend's birthday trip and she brought her
boyfriend. No, it's really crazy. I was thinking that. Imagine you're going on a birthday trip and you bring the person you've been dating for less than a week.
I would be so fucking mad. I don't want to talk to that guy.
And I would never do that. That would fill me with anxiety to be like, oh my God, now they're here.
Me too. I guess they all already know each other, but that literally makes it worse.
I know.
Because then the girls are like, why the fuck is Frank the bartender here?
I know.
And she's like, that's my boyfriend.
That's my boyfriend. And also Kristen says, what happened to chicks before dicks? Well, girl, you're choosing Jax over Stassi.
Yeah. So and you would choose Tom Sandoval every time. Like, let's not go 100%. There, girl.
100%. Then we learned that Jax is going to Vegas against Stassi's will.
Yeah.
He's in the car with the boys.
Yes.
The boys being Peter, Tom, and Tom.
Peter, Tom, Jax.
Yeah.
Dream team. Kristen in her car with Katie. Katie's kind of like, I don't know. Like, maybe the rumor is true. Maybe he did get a girl pregnant, but maybe he probably didn't. Kristen is like, I 100% do not believe that he got a girl pregnant in Vegas.
Yeah,
that.
I just don't know why they're all like, yeah, I inherently trust Jax Taylor. It's like,
he's a monster.
He's a monster. He's a pathological liar.
And it's common knowledge.
Okay. We have Sheena working at Sir, covering everyone.
Yeah, there's three people working there's three waitresses working the entire restaurant.
And also it's Shay's birthday and Sheena has to be at Sir. God, Sheena's really getting the short end of the stick. She's getting no screen time and she's just like absolutely slammed at work.
Yeah, she's like actually having to do her job, which nobody else ever has to do. And she like actually is having to do all of the time. She needs the money.
I know.
It sucks for her.
Also something I looked up. Do you want to guess how much they all made from the first season of Vanderpump Rules?
Wow, I don't even, like $2,000?
$10,000. So little money.
Yeah. I mean, and to have like all your shit aired out like that.
Truly a great price. You're paying a great price for so little money.
Yes.
It's crazy how little money that is. $10,000.
And they probably got, because this was the era of Perez Hilton, destroyed
in the press
online.
Yeah, 100%. Oh my God. It really is like at what cost?
Yeah.
$10,000. At the cost of $10,000.
I would maybe do it for $10,000. To me, $10,000 is a lot of money.
Well, of course, $10,000 is a lot of money to me too. No, I would do it for $10,000, but they deserve more.
Yes.
I would never say no to $10,000.
I would do almost anything for $10,000.
Same. I would do almost anything for less.
Me too. I love playing that game of like, how much would you do this for? And my answer is always like thousands of dollars less than everybody else's.
Yeah. Okay. When they get to Vegas, they have some check-in trouble. And basically, like, Kristen and Katie are having trouble checking in. Stassi's like, well, do you guys just want to get ready in my room with me and Frank? And they're like, no.
Honestly, no.
We will just wait in the lobby. They're being so cruel to her.
Yeah, it's Kristen. It's leading the fucking pack.
It's really hard to watch. They're being so mean to her.
Obviously, they don't want to get ready in the room with Stassi and Frank. But just say yes to her. It's her birthday.
And, like, Frank sucks, but he's not, like, an intrusive presence. Like,
no.
Honestly, he'll probably like leave if you just go up there with her.
He did. They went up to the room.
Again, he was immediately like, I'm going to go to the bathroom or something.
Yes, he was like, I'm going to take a shower when the girls came in.
The guys get there. They walk into the hotel saying hooker time.
Oh my God.
Don't know if you clocked that.
Oh my God. No, I didn't.
They say, yeah, they go hookers, hooker time. Oh, I'm dead ass for real.
Hookers, hooker time.
Which I think is a reference maybe to the fact that Jax got a sex worker pregnant, but also maybe they're just saying that.
I think they might just be saying it.
Meet when I get to Vegas, hooker time.
I fear that they love the word hooker.
They do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They do. And then upstairs in Stassi and Frank's room, there's a huge bouquet of flowers that Jack sent Stassi. Yeah. There is a pretty like reasonable typo in the note. I took a photo of it. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
I was reading it. I paused it to read it and I was like, oh, wait, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I read a little bit of it and it just was like so stupid to me that I kind of stopped reading it.
It says, even though this is the furthest I wanted for us.
Yep.
Even though this is the furthest I wanted for us, I want you to know I love you with every bit I have. And I want you to enjoy your day. Love you always, Jax. Even though this is the furthest I wanted for us. No, sorry. Even though this is the furthest I wanted for us. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm saying me having a stroke.
You are. You're like really fully glitching out. Stassi, even though this is the furthest I wanted for us. I want you to know I love you with every bit I have.
When your actual brain dead ex-boyfriend sends you a note.
It's.
I think he was trying to say, even though this is
the furthest thing
from what I wanted for us.
Yeah. Even like, even
this is like, this far is the furthest thing
I wanted for us.
I
would
really
make more
did
sense.
Not want you to find out that I slept with a hooker. No. Sorry. His words, not mine.
I also hate, I love you with every bit I have.
I know, it's disgusting.
That again is like sort of meaningless and crude.
So Stassi sees that and says, I honestly wanted to throw the flowers at the wall and take a knife to his face.
Take a knife to his face made me
amazing.
Laugh out loud.
I know, me too. I also want to take a knife to his face, just slash him up.
Me
sorry.
Too. Whoa. But that is, I love when she
slicing
gets violent with
me
it.
Me too, me too.
She does it all the time. Oh my God. Sorry. This is the first time my mouth really dropped open in the episode. Fucking Katie and Kristen walk in to see the flowers,
they're like,
and they're fawning over them.
It's insane.
Crazy.
It's insane.
Going, they're actually really pretty, and this is so sweet.
Stassi's like, don't let flowers fool you. It's like, yeah, don't let flowers fool you.
And read the note, you idiot girls. We can't even type.
Read the illiterate note he wrote. And also, Kristen in confessional is like, I really thought that this would soften Stassi's like ice cold fucking heart, but I guess not. And it's like, girl, he put, once again, I don't know how many times I can say it, he put her through 2 years of hell. Flowers aren't going to do a damn thing.
Yeah, and her heart is not even that ice cold. Like, she is constantly getting tricked and swayed by him.
Yeah, because you know that this is like, it's not like this is new behavior. He's obviously constantly making her upset and then doing tiny little things to be like, and you forgive me now? I got you chocolate, you forgive me now?
I took the dog outside. Don't you love me?
And they like kind of apologize, but their hearts are not in it.
No, but it just hurt me too, because they like half said they were sorry, and Stassi was like,
they didn't even really
like,
say I'm sorry, they were just like, let's have a good weekend.
Yes, and Stassi was like, yay, okay, I love you guys so much, I can't wait for my birthday. Like,
I know.
She'll take a crumb from them and feast on it, and they're being so awful to her.
They're being so fucking mean. Then we have a scene with Jax and Peter.
Yes.
An amazing scene.
Doing shots in their hotel room.
Yeah. The first thing I wrote down is the way that Jax is a literal fucking cockroach, because it's like, you cannot get rid of him. Why are you here? Why are you here? It's so crazy.
Had to travel so far to be here.
Once again.
It's not like running up on her at the club.
No.
It's a full day of travel.
I know. And he tries to like keep being like, well, she won't talk to me, so what else was I supposed to do? And it's like, first of all, if she won't talk to you, she doesn't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. But second of all, there are ways to get her to talk to you that don't involve you crashing her birthday weekend in Vegas.
Why don't you obviously like ask her out to lunch? She would probably go.
Yeah. Or you guys work at the same place.
Yep. Find her in the back alley when you both are on a smoke break. Like,
ambush her there. Don't ambush her in Vegas.
You really don't have to ruin her birthday. That is in a whole other state.
I know. So then God. We kind of get, we get a partial truth from Jax.
This is what he does. He tells a half truth to be like, I did something a little bad, but it's not as bad as you think.
And what he says, Peter's basically like, what is up? What's going on? And Jax says, I've done a lot of bad things. Have I done drugs?
Yes.
Have I slept with a prostitute?
Yes.
Was I a bad guy?
Yes.
I have nothing to hide, period. Did I get a girl pregnant in Vegas? Yes, I did. Did I get a girl pregnant in Vegas 4 months ago?
No.
Did I get a girl pregnant in Vegas 3 years ago before I met Stassi? Yes, I did. That is the whole quote.
Imagine he God.
Is so, sorry to like invoke this and be all corny, but he really is Trumpian. It is so to be like, did I do drugs? Yes. Am I a bad guy? Yes. It really was. I was like, damn.
Am I the worst person in the world?
Yes.
Did I get a hooker pregnant? Yeah, you bet I fucking did.
Also, once again, I just cannot. I really need you guys to know we are really using the word hooker in quotes. There were
I would never use the word hooker to describe a person.
Never.
Never.
But they that is their get favorite word. It's literally their favorite word. I was actually shocked when he said the word prostitute instead of hooker. I was like, okay, we're getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it was just an amazing screed for him to go on. So basically, yeah, what he's saying, he's just conceding. He's like, okay, I did get a girl pregnant, but not 3 months ago. I did it before Stassi and I even met.
Because he knows he's a bad enough guy that it is plausibly true that he would get somebody pregnant. So he has to own up to that little part of it to kind of like keep the story consistent with who he is as a person.
And Frank was like, Frank says he was in the car when the girl called him and said she got an abortion. So it is kind of like, so who was that?
Yeah. So who the fuck was that?
Who the fuck was that on the phone then?
But it just still doesn't really make sense because like, why would the girl call 4 years later to be like, by the way, I got an abortion.
Hey, I knew that you were wondering for the past 4 years if I ever ended up having our kid. I just want to let you know you're in the clear.
I didn't.
No, why would you ever do that? And then, Jax is just like claiming that Frank manipulated the story to get Stassi. Peter says that he believes Jax 110%.
God, see, and this is why I fucking hate Peter.
I know, because
he doesn't have a backbone.
I know, because with Peter, you really do want him to be like the voice of reason, but he's not.
He's not.
He's just strange.
Oh, God. And he should be. He's their fucking manager. Also, like, why is he there? He's the manager of the restaurant.
I don't know.
And why has he dated all of the girls? And why is he older than everyone? Like, he is just some freaky guy lurking in the corner.
I know. He really...
And he's sometimes mean to the girls. It's like, fuck off with you.
I know. He's really...
You are nothing.
He really adds nothing. I constantly want him to be the voice of reason and he's constantly disappointing me. I don't know why I like keep wanting him to be that.
Well, because we're searching for someone to do it.
And because we just don't see enough of him that I'm like, well, I guess Peter's reasonable. And there's actually no proof to that. He's it's just that not. I don't see him enough on screen to see him be crazy.
And our voice of reason is Lisa, who says stuff like, when she sees Ken on the computer, is like, I bet you're watching porn right now.
Yes, that's our voice
of reason. So it's like, it's hard to trust.
And Jack's wants to tell Stassi his side, quote unquote, even though the timing isn't great. Yeah, dude, the timing is not great. That's one way to put it.
It's
pretty bad.
I'm confused about how, like, to what level his delusion extends. Because does he truly think that Stassi is going to hear him out and get back together with him when she is in Vegas on her birthday with Frank after she has disinvited Jax from the trip? Or does he not really give a fuck about that? He just wants to cause drama.
I don't know. I think he just wants to cause drama. I think he wants to be able to say, like, I fought for you. I've always tried, basically. And I really don't know. It's impossible for me to imagine that he thinks Stassi would actually hear him out in this context. I think he just, like, wants to cause drama and also has, like, just a huge complex of literally feeling like he owns Stassi, basically, and that Frank has like done something terrible. Because once again, I feel like a huge part of why he's so mad, we know, is that Frank is there. It's not just that Stassi broke up with him. It's that, like,
no, it's that Stassi's with a new guy.
Yeah, because he feels like he like owns her, basically.
Yeah, I think he feels wronged and he wants to take action against that.
Yes,
he wants to right.
I think
that
it's
wrong.
Mostly vengeance.
Oh, God.
Which is just a terrible reason to do anything.
Oh, my God.
The gang goes out to Chippendales.
The guys are disgusting.
The guys are disgusting. The shot that we get is the crew kind of rolling out to Chippendales, and then it cuts to Jack starfishing alone on his bed.
Yeah, dude, that really made me laugh because it's like he's not allowed to be out in Vegas in case they see him or something. He's not allowed to go to the events. So he just did shots in his hotel room with Peter and then laid right down for like six or seven more hours.
He's literally laying in wait.
Yeah.
He's being so scary. Schwartz is pretending to throw up because it's like so disgusting to see sexy men with their shirts off because he's so, so straight.
Tom Sandoval says the absolute last thing I want to be doing as a straight guy is going to Chippendales.
100%.
It's like you straighten your hair. and you put on foundation, you are not so different from them.
No, not at all. Peter basically says that he's not impressed with the Chippendales because he could give this show to himself for free in his mirror.
Yeah.
Then do it, brother.
Then fucking do it. I dare you. A little
dance for himself in the mirror.
Tom Sandoval said an amazing line, but then he like couldn't fucking land the plane. He was like, being in the front row is like being at SeaWorld. And it's like, yeah, duh, because the ladies are gushing. But instead, he was like, because you're getting dude sweat on you. Bitch, come on. Try and be funny for once on purpose.
And then this like older woman next to Peter is like, so you're a stripper.
Yeah.
And I, at first, when she started talking to him, I was like, did he bring a date? And then I was like, she's like 60 years old. Yeah. And then she was like, you are a stripper, obviously. And he's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, why? She basically is like, why would you, a strong man, be watching them if you're not also a stripper? Yeah. And I'm like, girl, the logic is not there.
No, but he starts getting pissed for real. He's like, does. I'm not a stripper.
He's like, I'm here for my friend's birthday. When he just said that he could do this alone in his room. So. I know.
And he's kind of like got.
No, he's jacked. And also, he is jacked as fuck.
Yes. And he's so tall. It's like he could be, but whatever.
And then basically, Stassi and Frank start making out crazy style in a way that would be so repellent to me if I saw my friends doing that.
Me too, especially.
Getting horny at Chippendales and making out with your boyfriend.
That's gross to me because it's like, ew, you're actually turned on.
I know. I pray that it's just because they're like horny for each other, but it is hard to not be like, are the dancers making you horny to the point where you literally need to make out with your boyfriend?
I know, because like the Chippendales dancer, it's like a joke show.
I know.
But she's like, Jesus, this is sexy.
It's so crazy.
Oh God, I would be so mad if I looked over and anyone was doing
me
that.
Me too. Well, I hate PDA. Sorry.
Yeah.
We quickly go back to Sir. It's hell. It's slammed. Sheeta's fucking fighting for her life.
Yeah, the restaurant is just falling apart. Sheeta's in the damn trenches. It's Saturday night and there's three people working.
At a restaurant that is huge. Yeah. It seats so many people and it's just like three girls running around.
Lisa's running around being like, they need a bottle of wine over here. They blah, blah, blah. They need all this stuff. I know. Lisa, why did you let them all go to Vegas like that?
I don't know. For the show, for drama, I suppose.
And she's like, well, sometimes like, you gotta like make compromises, like either I let them go and my business fails or I make them stay and they're mad at me. It's like, those aren't your kids, that's not your family, that's your staff. It doesn't matter if they're mad at you.
Yeah, you obviously make them stay and they're mad at you.
You employ them. Nobody ever likes their bosses.
They go to a belly dancing restaurant and
it looked fun.
It did look fun. Stassi is actually like having an amazing time. She's like, all my friends are here and no one's being crazy.
She gives a sweet little speech. Like, yeah, they're all drinking and having fun and she's eating really dinner. Sweet. It's like, in this moment, you can see, okay, they are all friends for real.
Yeah, they are.
They're having a good time for their friend's birthday in Vegas.
And then it kind of cuts to Peter like texting Jackson under the table being like, please don't come right now. Yeah.
he's like, actually, no, fuck. This was a huge mistake.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Peter does have these glimmers where it's like no one else there, none of the other men have the conscience to even be like, don't come right now. No. And Peter's like, now is not a good time. Stassi's in a really good mood. Yeah. Please do not come until we're done with dinner. Then things get really crazy.
Everything escalates
so
at the fucking drop fast. Of a hat.
So Jack shows up. He says, now the party's here, like a serial killer.
Stassi's face drops in shock and in awe and in despair.
Yes.
It is heartbreaking. I can't even begin to put myself in her shoes.
No.
Could you imagine that happening to
He's
you?
He's also once again wearing one of the most fucked up outfits of all time. He is wearing a skin tight cream knit cardigan, no shirt underneath.
He loves
huge
a
collar.
Top like that.
He does.
And like big wooden buttons.
Rustic. Yeah, he says hi to everyone. He says, basically goes around, goes, hey, hey, hey. And then to Frank goes, suck my dick.
Hi. So good to see you. Frank, suck my cock. Oh, God. And then Frank starts being like, why the fuck is this guy here? He keeps showing up places. And everyone turns on Frank.
Everyone's like, Kristen is like, it's like, Frank is the only, once again, I don't want to tank Frank's side. I don't Me like either. Frank, but it is like a really normal response because like someone has to stick up for Stassi. Jack is being insane. And then everyone's like, Frank, you need to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Frank. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're
so
talking about.
It's so crazy. It's like just a situation where Jax is so, so objectively in the wrong.
Yep.
Doing something so objectively batshit insane. And everyone is like, fuck you, Frank. You're a piece of shit. And it's like,
they literally are being like, Frank, you're a bad person. Frank, you're a fucking bad person.
It's really crazy.
Frank is having dinner with his girlfriend on her birthday, and then some psycho guy shows up, and everybody's head like somehow turns 180 degrees, and they're like, you shouldn't even be here, Frank.
It's so crazy. Everyone like pulls out their fucking gun. So then
Saucy says, have the famous line.
How dare you ruin my birthday like this?
She says, everyone shut the fuck up. This is my fucking birthday. Shut the fuck up. And then so Tom amazing. Schwartz goes, fuck you, Stassi. And she's like, what the fuck did you say to
it's
me?
So
and
crazy.
He goes, fuck you, bitch. Hello.
It's so crazy. It really is like,
I was screaming at my computer.
I don't even know. I'm trying to find something to compare it to. It's people who are at a fucking nine, like constantly ready mm-hmm. to just like pop their fucking top and just looking for anyone to yell at. Like
anyone. You could everyone, yell at anyone.
You can yell at anyone.
The next person to speak or move, they're getting screamed
yes,
at.
Yes, everyone is catching strays. It's
but like Tom Schwartz, you bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? You're going to scream at Stassi after her psychotic ex-boyfriend shows up.
It's who, so
you know
crazy.
Damn well got a girl Vegas pregnant in Vegas probably last week, probably this afternoon. He did it again.
It's so crazy.
And to be like, shut the fuck up. Fuck you, bitch. That's your girlfriend's best friend. You don't talk to her like that. You don't talk to women like that.
It is literally her birthday. It's her
birthday. It's her birthday.
It's so crazy.
Oh my God, and she hasn't even done anything except for say, like, why is Jax here?
No, I know. She's only reacted in a way that makes complete and total sense.
Yep. And then the girls are mad at her, too.
Yes, Kristen starts yelling at Stassi. It really was, like, I kind of had to rewind, and I had to rewind to try to track, like, everything that happened, but it was impossible. So, like, then Kristen gets mad at Stassi. Then Stassi gets up, throws a drinks at Jax.
No, she... After
does she throw it at Katie?
No.
What happens?
It's
so hard to track.
So I watched it a couple times as
it's
well.
It's like a scuffle in a cartoon where mm-hmm. it's just like gray and everyone's
yes,
fighting
it's like
and
the
tumbling.
Dust cloud
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Tom says to Stassi, fuck you, Stassi. And then she's like, what the fuck did you say? And he says, fuck you, bitch. And she was like,
Jesus
you don't
Christ.
Fucking say fuck you, bitch to me. She gets up. She throws her drink at Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
It gets on Katie. Katie stands up and like
shoves Stassi.
Then Stassi grabs Katie by the hair a little bit.
After being truly shoved to like, she shoves her down.
Yeah. And then Stassi is down and Tom Schwartz pours a fucking beer on her.
It's one of his favorite things to do.
It's so crazy.
No, it's crazy.
It makes me lose my mind because it's not even like throwing a drink. It's tipping a bottle of beer upside down that takes a while to pour and then shaking the foam out onto the woman.
It's so crazy. They are just like insane misogynists. Like they quite literally hate women.
They hate women.
Because the men are constantly looking for any excuse to just like freak out on a girl.
To abuse them.
Yeah. I guess at this point less so Sandoval, but Schwartz and Jax are like
literally hate women.
Schwartz, they hate women. It's crazy.
What is your problem? Why would
it's crazy.
You do that?
It's so crazy.
What compels someone to do that? Oh my God.
So then Frank and Jax are yelling at each other. Jax keeps telling Frank to quote unquote go taste it, meaning like go taste my dick in her pussy.
Go taste it. Go taste
literally
it.
Literally disgusting.
He like will latch on to a line
I
and
don't
then
even
repeat
like,
it over and over
I didn't
again.
Even like saying that out loud. It was like really, really, really gross to say out loud, but I felt like you guys deserve to know the truth. Jax then says in his confessional, he wishes he could have been the bigger man. I don't believe you.
No.
Why did you come here?
Well, you could have been the bigger man.
This is kind of the only outcome for what you did.
He
knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah, he was like, I was going to walk in and be really chill, but...
Yeah, he literally was like, I was going to walk in and just be like, hey, happy birthday, but something got the better of me. He says the devil on my shoulder like came out, and I'm like, there's not a devil on your shoulder.
You are the devil.
You are the devil.
You're the devil. Who would the devil on your shoulder be? You are making all of these
choices. You're making all of these calls, and never not once have you acted in a way that implies there's an angel on the other one.
No, exactly what I was gonna say. You've never been tempted the other way. Peter is holding Jax back, but Jax is like not kind of raring to fight quite yet physically. So he's Peter's just like hugging him from behind.
So then Jax starts yelling at Stassi. Mm-hmm. They, at this point, I think they've moved the fight to outside of the restaurant.
Yeah, they're in the parking lot.
Kristen accuses Franks and Stassi of cheating.
Yeah, Kristen is screaming her fucking head off at Frank. Which, once
again, I'm like, okay, I don't
whatever. Care.
Two rights don't make a wrong, or two wrongs don't make a right, but like, that man was quite literally cheating on Stassi every single day. I don't care if she was fucking Frank. I don't care.
I don't care at all.
I do not care.
And even if that was the case, why would you want Stassi and Jax to get back together after she cheated on his
100%.
Ass?
100%. So then they start fighting in the parking lot. So, Sandoval... Yeah. Immediately takes his shirt off.
Sandoval is the first one to pop top.
For not really any reason. He's wearing the most fucked up pants of all time.
Yes.
Basically like skin tight jeggings that are kind of acid wash.
With rips.
With rips on them.
Like the kind where it's like rip after rip after rip, rip after rip.
The pant is truly mostly rips.
Yeah.
Sandoval takes his shirt off.
He's like not even quite involved at all. Like he's had almost no lines in this scene. Yeah. And yet he is the first one to rip his shirt off.
They're just ready to fight.
Frank also has his shirt off.
Yes. Yeah, so three guys have their shirt off. Jax takes his shirt off, charges at Frank. Someone intercepts him, picks him up, and carries him away.
Yeah. A producer literally catches him mid-run and sweeps him off his
feet.
It
was really funny because I was like, damn, he's not that strong. The guy like wasn't that big. I don't even know if he was like bigger than Jax, and he just did it with ease.
Yeah.
Absolute ease. It was incredible.
It's like, yeah. And then they put Frank in a yellow cab,
mm-hmm.
shirtless.
And then everyone else except for Stassi, like all of her friends, sorry. This scene has fried my brain. I'm also like, I hope any of that made sense. It's really chaotic what happened.
Oh, it's
really chaotic what happened.
It's really good television though.
But Frank gets put in a cab. Tom, Katie, Kristen, and Jax take the limo that Stassi rented for everyone and for herself back to the hotel and leave Stassi at the restaurant to find her own way home.
Stassi at the restaurant, crying, covered in beer.
Yep.
Alone.
We know that they come back from that, but it's really tough to imagine forgiving your friends for doing that to you.
I don't know that I could.
I wouldn't be able to.
I don't know that you should. Even.
You shouldn't. I wouldn't be able to.
You shouldn't have friends like that who would do that to
no,
you.
No. So then Kristen, Katie, Tom, and Tom are all sharing a room. The next morning they wake up.
Wait, can I say something? Mm-hmm. When they woke up as couples in the room, I kind of was like, okay, I get how that's fun. It's like you and your best friend get to share a hotel room and your boyfriends are best friends and they get to share a hotel room.
Yeah.
And you get to wake up the next morning and picture this. Maybe you didn't have a massive like blowout fucking fight the night before, but you had a really fun time.
And you get to talk about what happened.
And you get to talk about it.
I know. The thing is, Hannah, it sounds fun, but only if it was completely different people.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm picturing myself with like the most amazing partner and yeah, like you with like the most amazing partner.
I mean, you saying that, I'm like, that sounds like a dream, obviously.
Imagine we wake up from our full beds are across from each other like, hello, good morning.
I know. But they're waking up with literally like Satan 1 and Satan 2 next to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just sounds so bad.
They're like waking up with men who got the urge to hit a woman last night.
Literally. They wake up. We see like a shot of their like dirty ass feet. It was so, I was like, wash your feet, take a shower. Kristen immediately takes a shot.
She chugs out of the bottle of hard liquor.
Oh my God. First thing in the morning.
And then shudders as if she's going to die. Of course.
Oh my God. It's so gross. Like warm tequila first thing in the morning.
Why would you do that? Katie ultimately also drinks a beer.
Hair of the dog. It's disgusting.
Oh God.
So then we like cut to Stassi at breakfast. She's looking beautiful.
Yeah,
she's kind of doing no makeup. She looks stunning. She's at breakfast with her new friends.
She's at brunch with the second tier.
The second tier of people that she invited who had to come late. So they just got there this morning. They like left Sur at 2 a.m., drove straight to Vegas. But I did feel so happy for her in that moment because of just like what a hellish night she went through.
Me too.
And they keep saying like, these people are just like sucking up to Stassi, blah, blah, blah. I think the implication is kind of like sucking up to Stassi just to get on the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let her have it, because
yeah,
everyone is being so fucking mean to her that she deserves to have some like sycophantic people following her around.
Thank
for real.
God, she got to go out to brunch the next day with a whole new group of people. Because imagine if her vacation was like she was supposed to hang out with those people, the ones who abused her the night before.
Physically and emotionally.
That would truly make me want to kill myself.
It would make me want to kill myself.
I don't know what I would do at age turning on my 24th birthday.
I know. And you wake up with like already like hangover depression, and then it's compounded by the fact that your friends were like truly evil and demented to you last night.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, and then she has like an amazing fun day with
them. Yeah. It's kind of cutting back and forth between those two scenes. Not much happens.
Frank and Jax have both left Vegas.
Yes. Sandoval says that, quote unquote, Jax was literally foaming at the mouth last night.
Oh,
true.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that. He literally was. He had foam coming out the corners of his mouth.
Oh, my God. He's like truly rabid.
And fucking Tom Schwartz is like, haha, yeah, I wiped it. It's like, you know, he's a monster.
It's disgusting.
So you know he's a monster.
It's disgusting. Kristen basically says that Stassi owes them all an apology.
Then I hate you, Kristen.
We cut to Katie calls Lisa at her house. Lisa is Lisa and Ken are watching their daughter's wedding video in their home theater.
Yeah, Pandora got married.
It is an amazing.
To, honestly, a hot guy.
Yeah, he is hot. I was like, he's really cute.
Mm-hmm. Jason.
Jason, yeah. And Katie calls Lisa to basically just like tattle on Stassi and be like, can you not schedule us together? And Lisa's like,
no.
Fuck no.
No, that's not how it works. I run
no.
a business.
I don't give a shit.
It's like, imagine you wake up super hungover
you
after the worst night of your
boss.
Life and you call your boss to be like, Stassi is bad.
And I also like, imagine telling your boss the actual like degenerate behavior that you were engaging in the night before. It's unimaginable.
That's when Lisa says, you guys need to figure it the fuck out. You have to work together. And if Frank and Jax can't work together, I'm going to fire one of them.
Yes. So Lisa kind of like drops that. A quick scene of everyone going skinny dipping. Stassi with her good new friends.
Yeah, her new best friends.
Stassi and her new friends go out again. And like Kristen and Katie and Tom are there.
They are trying to mend this wound by going to the club where she's at and yelling at her.
Yes, by yelling at her.
Making her admit she's wrong.
Kristen tries to yell at Stassi in the club. And then Stassi walks away and won't engage. And then in the confessional, Kristen says, I gave her a hug and I wished her a happy birthday. And I was like, she didn't do that. She just yelled at her, right?
Not that we saw. I did not see her hug her or say happy birthday. And even if she did, you immediately started yelling at her.
It was real. I didn't go back to check, but I was like, no, you didn't give her a hug or wish her happy birthday. You did the complete opposite, which is yell at her.
No, you screamed at
her. Screamed in her face. And
just like last night when you screamed at her.
Yeah, and Kristen's just having like a superiority complex being like, I just tried to give her a hug and wish her a happy birthday and she wouldn't accept it. I was like, bitch, you know that that's not what happened.
No, in Kristen's mind, that's what happened. In Kristen's mind, she like danced into the club, like floated in,
yes,
gave her a huge hug, said happy birthday, I love you so much. And then Stassi like steam came out of her ears and she like flounced away or something. Kristen's delusional.
So then Kristen and Katie go sit outside with Sandoval.
Kristen says that Stassi's being a diva bitch, which I love.
Put that on my gravestone. Stassi walks up to talk to them and basically to Sandoval is like, can I talk to the two of them? And he's like, yep, sits there. He knows that she's asking him to leave. He's like,
goes,
yeah.
She goes, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. She goes, okay, can I talk to them? He's like, yeah. And then the funniest thing happens, which is that Kristen goes, she wants you to leave. Because it's like, you know that he thinks that he's doing something in Kristen's favor.
Yeah.
And that he's like, well, I'm going to stay here because my girlfriend definitely wants me to have her back. And Kristen is like, she told you to fucking scram.
Get the fuck out of here, buddy. We don't need you right now.
And then he kind of sulks off like a fucking loser kid.
Ugh, he is so nasty. Where's Schwartz?
I have no idea.
Probably making out with a girl.
Literally probably making out with a girl. And then like Stassi kind of just chews them out and is like, she says, you guys claim to be my best friends. And yet you are the two that have made me so goddamn depressed in the past like year or whatever, which is like valid.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's
too.
Really true.
She's like, I don't even think she says year. She says like, you have made me so sad this week.
Yeah.
And it's like, guys, why can't you see that you are breaking her heart.
It's really
sad. She doesn't
really
want to be mad at you.
No.
You're hurting her.
I know. It's really sad. They've really just been like such truly terrible friends to her. It's a huge bummer. And I don't know. Is there any, like, they don't apologize. There's no real resolution. It just kind of ends with them being like a classic Bravo situation where two people are just like, I think you're in the wrong. No, I think you're in the wrong.
Yeah. I mean, they can't just like tidy finish in like a fight like that. It's got to go on for at least like 2 or 3 weeks.
100%.
It's got to get way bigger before it gets any smaller.
Yep. Which is impossible to imagine given the scale of the blowout that we just witnessed.
I know, but they are capable of almost anything.
They are capable of almost anything. And that's the episode.
But that's the whole episode.
Do you have a hero or a villain?
I mean, my hero is Stassi. My villain is literally Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, my villain is Jax, Schwartz, both of Kristen and Katie.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would actually say that my hero is the second wave of certain employees that came.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I really was like, y'all saved the day a little bit.
Yeah. I think you're so right. It is the second wave.
And
of
everyone else except for Stassi is my villain.
My top villain is Schwartz, just because I cannot believe he would pour a beer on a woman and then shake the foam out on top of her.
And call her a fucking bitch on her birthday.
So.
For defending herself.
Fucking bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Wow.
It's that shocking.
It knocks me off my feet.
It really is shocking. It's shocking.
And it won't be the last time he pours a beer on a
girl. Nope. Nope. Not at all.
So.
That's the episode.
That's all for that.
Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon next week.
Next week.
Maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.